Okay, now we're ready for the main attraction.
973, consider the proposal of Andrew Toll, 3J Consulting, Inc., and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval of a comprehensive plan map amendment, zoning map amendment, conditional use master plan, and adjustment review for Parkview Christian Retirement Community at 1825 Northeast 108th Avenue and the properties at Northeast 106th Avenue, LU17-113086, CPZC, CUMSAD, and item 974, amend the comprehensive plan map and zoning map and approve a conditional use master plan and adjustment for Parkview Christian Community, Christian Retirement Community at 1825 Northeast 108th Avenue and properties at Northeast 106th Avenue at the request of Andrew Toll, 3J Consulting, Inc., LU17-113086, CPZC, CUMSAD.
Okay, thank you. First, the city attorney will now make some announcements about today's hearing.
Okay. This is an evidentiary hearing. This means that you may submit new evidence to the council in support of your arguments. The testimony will be heard as follows. We will begin with the staff report by BDS staff for approximately 10 minutes. Following the staff report, the city council will hear from interested persons in the following order. The applicant will go first and will have 15 minutes to address the council. After the applicant, the council will hear from individuals or organizations who support the applicant's proposal. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak. Next, the council will hear from persons or organizations that oppose the applicant's proposal. Again, each person will have 3 minutes. If there was testimony in opposition to the applicant's proposal, the applicant will have 5 additional minutes to rebut the testimony given in the opposition to the proposal. The council may then close the hearing and deliberate. As this is a non-emergency ordinance, it will pass to a second reading. The council may make amendments to the ordinance and findings or direct staff to return with amendments. I would like to announce several guidelines for those who will be addressing the council today. Submitting evidence into the record. Any letters or documents you wish to become part of the record should be given to the council clerk after you testify. Similarly, the original or a copy of any slides, photographs, drawings, maps, videos, or other items you show to the council during your testimony should be given to the council clerk to make sure they become a part of the record. Any testimony, arguments, and evidence you present must be directed toward the applicable approval criteria for this land use review or other criteria in the city's comprehensive plan or zoning code that you believe apply to the decision. The BDS staff will identify the applicable approval criteria as a part of their staff report to council. You must raise an issue clearly enough to give the council and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue. If you don't, you will be precluded from appealing to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Additionally, if the applicant fails to raise constitutional or other issues related to a proposed condition of approval with enough specificity to allow the council to respond, the applicant will be precluded from bringing an action for damages in circuit court. And that's it.
Okay, thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Chair, can I ask a question?
Sure.
How many people here in the audience is this the first land use proceeding you've been to? Can you raise your hand? And then I'm just curious, how many people are, because this is a very robust turnout for one of our afternoon sessions, so we are very grateful you're here. We welcome you. How many people that are here today are from the Parkview Christian Retirement Community? Can you raise your hand? Got a good turnout. So thank you very much, and welcome to City Hall. Can you hear, is the sound system working now?
Well,
I'll tell you something. We had a work session this week where we were sitting around a table. I found it very hard, actually, to hear the testimony. So let's apologize in advance that it's not as good as it could be, but Carla can make some adjustments.
Yeah, I've got it on pretty high, and to let you know, we have some assisted listening devices. If we have some assisted listening devices, if anybody would like some one of those.
But so, remember that a lot of us are elderly, and yeah, we have hearing problems.
So, Carla has some assisted listening devices for anyone which are available, which will boost the sound even beyond what we have here. And I encourage you to use one because they're very helpful. But again, apologies. Our sound system is not as good as it could be.
They work with hearing listening devices as well. Hearing aids and your...
May I?
Yes, please.
Please, go ahead.
Okay. So I wanted to ask if any members of council wish to declare a conflict of interest. No council members have conflicts of interest to declare. Do any members of the council have an ex parte contact to declare or information gathered outside of this hearing to disclose?
So in plain English, that means have any of us visited the site or have we been lobbied by anyone that has a particular interest in this matter on either side? And I'll start by saying no.
Okay. I believe I may have visited the site.
Okay.
But not recently.
Okay. That was my next question, if any members have visited the site. Do the council members have any other matters that need to be discussed before we begin this hearing? Okay, well, with that, we will turn it over to Bureau of Development Services staff for staff report.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Andy Galizia. I'm a planner with the Bureau of Development Services. This is a Type 3 land use review for a comprehensive plan map amendment, a zoning map amendment, a conditional use master plan, and one adjustment. This hearing is not for an appeal. Land use reviews that include a comprehensive plan map amendment are subject to a recommendation by the hearings officer and then a decision by city council. And I'm here representing the hearings officer's recommendation. So this shows the location of the site. It's between Northeast 106th and Northeast 108th Avenues, just north of Northeast Weidler Street. This is at the northern edge of the Gateway area. You see here an existing conditions plan for the site on the left, and the proposed site plan on the right. The site is currently developed with 117 apartments for retirees, all of which would remain, and five houses on the west side of the site that would be demolished. Three building projects are proposed for the site: a new 26-bed memory care building on the west side of the site with a new parking lot adjacent, a new 22-unit senior apartment building on the north side of the site with a new parking lot adjacent, and a 1,500-square-foot addition to an existing building in the interior of the site for use as residence common area. So the current zoning map is on the left. Most of the site is zoned R7, which is a single-dwelling residential zone. A small portion of the site is zoned R2, which is a multi-dwelling zone. The R7 zone is for single-dwelling houses and doesn't generally allow apartment buildings. The existing apartment buildings are non-conforming to the existing zoning. The proposed zoning map on the right would rezone the site to R1, which does allow apartment buildings, and the proposed zoning map would continue the existing R1 zoning immediately south of the site. This is a photograph of the site viewed from the north, from Northeast San Rafael Street. You can see a couple of the existing senior apartment buildings that would be retained. One of the new parking lots would be constructed on the grassy area in the foreground. This is a photograph of the site viewed from the west, from Northeast 106th Avenue. The houses shown here would be demolished, and the new memory care building would be constructed in this area. This is a photograph of Northeast 106th Avenue, adjacent to the site, just for context. This shows a low-density neighborhood with single-dwelling houses, and neighborhoods like this abut the site on three sides, to the west, north, and east. Neighboring properties to the south are developed with apartment buildings. The comprehensive plan map amendment would apply the multi-dwelling 1000 designation to the site, and this is the designation that corresponds to the R1 zone. There are two approval criteria in the zoning code for the comprehensive plan map amendment. The hearings officer found these criteria were met. The hearings officer found the proposal is equally or more supportive of the goals and policies in the comprehensive plan and the statewide planning goals. The hearings officer's findings were based on a few key points. The site is contiguous with an area that has the same designation that's proposed. The proposal increases the housing potential for a site that's well served by transit and immediately adjacent to the Gateway Regional Center. The proposal would create new housing for older adults. On a per-unit basis, multi-dwelling buildings can be more affordable and more energy efficient than single-dwelling houses. And the stability of the lower-density neighborhoods adjacent to the site would be largely maintained. Most of the subject site is already developed with apartments, and the additional development proposed would be only 1 and 2 stories in height. Applying the new comprehensive plan map designation allows the rezoning of the site to R1. There are 3 approval criteria for the zoning map amendment that were relevant to this proposal. Criterion A is for compliance with the comprehensive plan map, and the hearings officer found criterion A was met because R1 is the only zone that corresponds to the proposed comprehensive plan map designation. Criterion B is adequacy of public services, and the Water Bureau, Police Bureau, Fire Bureau, and the Bureau of Environmental Services all found that public service levels were adequate for the proposal. The Portland Bureau of Transportation, or PBOT, found the transportation system was adequate for the proposal. Some neighbors expressed concerns to the hearings officer about traffic and parking impacts on the streets adjacent to the site. The hearings officer addressed those concerns in his recommendation, and he found the professional transportation impact study submitted by the applicant and PBOT's review of that study were persuasive enough evidence to conclude that the proposal would not cause significant adverse impacts on the adjacent streets. However, PBOT considered senior apartments to impose lower demands on the transportation system than other residential development, and PBOT did not find that the transportation system is necessarily adequate to support the maximum development that could be allowed in the R1 zone. So PBOT and the hearings officer recommended a condition of approval that if the retirement community were ever demolished, that redevelopment on the site would either be limited to 70 dwelling units or the redevelopment would be subject to a Type 3 zoning map amendment review to evaluate the adequacy of the transportation system at that time. So with this condition of approval, the hearings officer found that adequate public services were available and that criterion B was met. The last relevant criterion was criterion D, that the site must be within the said city's boundary of incorporation, which is met for this site. In the R1 zone, group living facilities with more than 15 residences are conditional uses, so the new 26-bed memory care building triggers conditional use review. The applicant proposes a conditional use master plan, which is essentially a kind of conditional use review that's valid for 10 years rather than the 3 years that a standard conditional use review is valid for. The hearings officer found the proposal met each of the conditional use master plan approval criteria. The applicant's submittal included the components required by criterion A. For criterion B, the hearings officer found the conditional use approval criteria were met, which I'll go over on the next slide. For criterion C, the hearings officer found that with the one adjustment requested by the applicant, which I'll go over in a moment, the proposal would comply with the applicable zoning code requirements. There are 5 conditional use approval criteria that apply to this proposal. Approval criterion A requires that the proportion of household living residential uses in the neighborhood is not lessened to the point that the residential character of the area is lost. The hearings officer found that criterion A was met because a majority of the site would be developed with apartments, which are household living residential uses. So the site would still contribute to the residential character of the area. Criterion B is for physical compatibility, specifically that the proposal will mitigate differences in appearance and scale with neighboring residential development. Again, there are 3 building projects proposed in the master plan. One of these is a relatively small addition to a building in the interior of the site. From outside the site, this addition would mostly be blocked from view by other buildings. The other 2 projects in the master plan are the new memory care building and the new senior apartment building, which are both illustrated here. The memory care building shown in the upper left would be a single story. The new apartment building shown in the lower right would be 2 stories, and one of the neighbors expressed a concern to the hearings officer that this would be out of character with the 1-story houses across the street. The hearings officer addressed this concern in his recommendation. He noted that the 2-story building would be 25 feet in height, which is substantially lower in height than the maximum height in the R1 zone, which is 45 feet, and that the new building would in fact also be lower than the 30-foot maximum height allowed by the R7 zone across the street from the site. The hearings officer also noted that both new buildings would have a residential appearance with horizontal lap siding and gable roofs, and both new buildings would be set back further than required from the abutting lot lines. So for these reasons, the hearings officer found that criterion B for physical compatibility was met. Criterion C is for livability impacts related to noise, glare, late night operations, odors, litter, privacy, and safety. The hearings officer found that criterion C was met because none of the proposed developments would create significant impacts on any of these factors. Most of the site would be in household living use that's allowed outright in the residential zone, and the new memory care building would house no more than 26 people needing care. Criterion D is for the adequacy of public services. This is essentially the same approval criterion that applied for the zoning map amendment. And as I mentioned earlier, the hearings officer found that adequate public services are available. Criterion E is for consistency with area plans. This site is within the Cully Park Rose Community Plan area. The hearings officer found the proposal was consistent with this plan because the development would be close to arterial streets and transit service, because there are adequate public services available, and because the perimeters of the site would have substantial landscape buffering. At the time of building permit review, the non-conforming upgrade standard in the zoning code would apply bike parking requirements to the existing apartments on this site in addition to the new ones. So the applicant requested one adjustment to reduce the long-term bike parking requirement for the apartments from 1.1 bike parking space per unit to one bike parking space for every 8 units. The 3 adjustment approval criteria that are relevant to this adjustment are shown here, and the hearings officer found that each of these criteria were met. The hearings officer found that one bike parking space for every 8 units was an appropriate requirement for senior apartments, and that the purpose of the standard to provide adequate bike parking to meet demand would be met. The hearings officer found nothing about the adjustment proposal that would detract from the livability or appearance of the area, and the hearings officer did not identify any negative impacts from the adjustment that would need mitigation. So the hearings officer found that all of the approval criteria for the proposal could be met, and the hearings officer recommended approval with conditions of approval related to redevelopment, stormwater management, and the sequencing of projects. And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of staff? Okay, next we'll hear from the applicant. Welcome, and if you can just make sure you give us your names for the record, and you have a total of up to 15 minutes to make your presentation.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is...
Okay. Yes. Great. Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Garrett Stevenson. I'm an attorney with Schwab, Williamson & Wyatt representing the applicant. With me today is Keith Milsark, who's executive director of Parkview, and Andrew Toll, who was our land use planning consultant on the project. I'm going to give a really quick intro here and then turn it over to the two gentlemen next to me. But as a point of order, I'd like to reserve any extra time that we don't use in our presentation for rebuttal in case somebody actually comes up and has testimony that we'd like to rebut. And before I begin, I just want to thank staff, particularly Andrew Galizia and Bob Haley, who did a wonderful job and put this project through its paces, but I think we've got a better project for it. So I wanted to thank the two of them and also make a clarification on one of the statements that Andrew made in his presentation when he said that the site is non-conforming with current zoning. And I think that's largely because this site was actually developed under Multnomah County jurisdiction and then was later annexed into the city of Portland. So it always had apartments on it, and then when it was annexed, it got this fairly low-density residential zoning placed on it. And that's kind of one of the things we're trying to fix with the application. As Andrew explained, what you have before you is a recommendation for approval from the hearings officer, who found that all the applicable criteria are met or can be met with the conditions. We don't have any problem with the conditions as proposed. We think they're reasonable, including the trip cap that Andy talked about. So I'm going to leave it to Keith and Andrew Toll to talk about the project. But I just wanted to touch very briefly on two of the issues that were raised during the hearing below. And I think that Andy did a pretty good job of covering that. But in addition to what Andy said, you know, one of the issues that a lot of folks at the hearing had was how is this going to affect parking on site? And we actually did, as part of the transportation impact study, a parking study to take a look and see, well, when we develop this, what's the effect going to be on on-street and off-street parking? In other words, are we going to be forcing more parking onto 108th, or is there going to be additional capacity? And what we found is that with this project, you'll have a net increase in 15 parking spaces, at least that's what we anticipate, over what it would be if we didn't do the project. So we're actually going to see an additional supply of off-street parking to accommodate the residents and staff and so on. And I'm not going to add too much about the compatibility explanation that Andy provided, except to say that the reality of the site is that Parkview basically occupies an entire block that's surrounded by three rights-of-way. So we think that this new zoning boundary makes sense because you don't have an arbitrary zoning line running through a neighborhood. It's completely surrounded with rights-of-way. And in addition to the setbacks that we have, which are going to be greater than required, you're going to have that entire right-of-way providing that buffering. So with that, I don't really have anything to add to staff's presentation, and unless you have any questions, I will turn it over to Keith.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you. Thank you for letting us be here today. My name is Keith Millsark. I am the executive director of Oregon Baptist Retirement Homes, which does business as Parkview Christian Retirement Community. We are a church-related nonprofit retirement community chartered in 1944, providing low and moderate cost retirement housing and services for senior citizens in Portland. We provide an array of senior living services, including independent living and assisted living, and we're here today because we wish to expand our services to cover more seniors. Our current facilities were built in the mid-70s and include a mix of studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom apartments. Our independent living section consists of 10 buildings, all but one single story. Our assisted living building is three stories and is located at the corner of Northeast 108th Avenue and Widener Street. Our residents come from every zip code in East Portland, from the Willamette River to Gresham. A market study we had done recently indicated that there's enough demand in the East Portland area to support as many as 159 additional independent living units and 90 dementia care units. Our plan, as you know, includes a memory care building so that we can provide care for residents with Alzheimer's or other dementias. The additional independent living building of 22 studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom apartments will help us provide services and housing for some of the more than 100 people on our waiting list. Our plan also includes an expansion of our main building, which houses offices, dining room, chapel, library, and other facilities, so that we can expand the services we offer to our residents, as well as enhance the working life of our employees. We desperately need a larger library. We have books in boxes on the floor in our current library because there's no room on the shelves. We also need an art studio, a larger chapel, a private office for our chaplain, and an employee break room. Our employees have no break room right now. So these are necessary upgrades to keep us competitive in our industry so that we can continue to serve low and moderate income seniors in Portland. We are the only moderately priced church-affiliated rental community in Portland. And as a nonprofit, we're committed to keeping our rates as low as possible. Seniors of limited income who desire a Christian atmosphere really have no other place to go. I have over a dozen residents here today in support, which really touches me. So we appreciate staff's guidance and help through all this process, and we really hope and pray that you will approve our project. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, counselors. My name is Andrew Tull with 3J Consulting. I'm the applicant for this project. Staff, once again, has done a very good job at describing the application that is before you today. I do not have much to add to Mr. Galizia's presentation, so I will keep my comments brief and just say that we are very excited to be a part of this project. The applicant has accepted all of the staff's findings and conditions of approval, which were upheld by the hearings officer. We believe that this project is widely supported by not only the residents within the area, but certain aspects of this project, such as a significant amount of tree retention within the Northeast 106th Avenue right-of-way, is widely supported by our immediate neighbors, who were very concerned about seeing that grove retained. Closing us out today, I will just say that we respectfully request your approval of the application before you, and we look forward to bringing an amazing project to bear in a great neighborhood. If you have any questions of us, my office is here to answer any civil-related questions. We have traffic consultants in the office. We have our architect here, and we're happy to take any questions you may have.
Okay. Seeing no questions, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next, we will hear from supporters of the applicants, of the applicant. Excuse me.
I show three people signed up.
Okay.
They are Dan Edwards, Matt Bell, and Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. Dan Edwards, Matt Bell, come on up, have a seat.
Yeah, come on up to the table.
Commissioners.
Hi. Give us your name, and then you have up to 3 minutes.
My name is Dan Edwards. I am the architect for the project with LRS Architects. My intent really is just to say that we have been through this process for about a year now. All of the hearings that I've been to, all the support meetings that we've been to for neighborhood associations and that sort of thing, have all garnered a lot of support for the project. And I just want you to consider that as you move forward with your decision. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, and also in support of this project. LaShawn Tova, and it's a pleasure to be. Oh, yeah, get back from the microphone.
Yeah, get back to the microphone.
So we can have our super audio going on today.
So we can hear you.
Yes. The project is needed. The only two similar but not church affiliated facilities I'm familiar with are near the Mount Tabor Reservoirs on Division, further in, and Holgate. I think what's critical is you heard that on their own, the Oregon Baptist Retirement Homes looked at the need in the community, and their expansion is not equivalent to the need. So while we approve this, we also need to, even though the city is not the primary regulator or developer, we need to be thinking about the generation before us and what's there for them. There's a number of complicating issues. We even have an aging population in prisons that the state is going to be looking to offload from the state's budget. So while we're here on Leonard Peltier's birthday, you should all be thinking about not just approving this project, but also the responsibility you have to Portland citizens of every generation to make sure that good projects like this are available for in accord with the demographics. The site on Division and 60th, the Odd Fellows at Holgate, which was recently brought up at the county, there may be reasons for the Housing Bureau or Home Forward to look at financing options with the Hospital Board, which is actually the same as the County Commission, to finance further growth so that we can see creation of units that really serve actual people instead of imagined high-income investors who are going to someday move in and fill up all our Airbnbs that are empty. So I look forward to your approval on this project. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Now we'll hear from opponents of the project. Do we have anybody signed up?
No one signed up.
Okay. Anybody in the audience? Okay, well, that concludes the hearing. No need for rebuttal, I think. And we will now move to council discussion about this. And I'll certainly happy to entertain a motion to approve or disapprove.
Commissioner Fritz?
This certainly seems like a really good project. Obviously, it's near our new Gateway Discovery Park. I hope you've all been able to walk across the street and visit that. It certainly brings a smile to my face every time I go there. So I'm happy to support this project to bring more people close to our new park. There will be more senior living next to the park and affordable housing next to the park, which is also going to enliven the community. So thank you all for coming down here. I move approval of the recommendation of the approval of the hearings officer's report.
I'll second that, and I'd just like to say you had me at bigger library.
I thought you had me at the art space.
Well, and then the art studio, and then the break room. I mean, and of course the additional housing is wonderful. What a lovely hearing this has been.
Yeah.
not always like this.
So I just want to add, my parents-in-law live at Cherrywood Village, a little further south, and I just really appreciate the opportunity for people to live in a community like you provide, and especially that you provide it at, in the kind of way that the residents obviously support. Thank you for coming here today. It's good to know that we are a community that cares about seniors and wants to help you thrive.
Okay, and I also forgot to mention that the evidentiary record is now closed. closed for this hearing. But we have a motion and a second, and is this a tentative decision?
It's a tentative vote, and do we know when council's coming back? Do we have a date to come back to adopt final findings? And then, and just as a reminder as well, there'll be two votes. There's two items with a comp plan zone map change.
Right.
So. Can we not just do it on regular, or do it next week? Do you need? Does the city attorney's office need time to review the findings, or have you already done that?
We'll want to just take a look at the findings. It's not an emergency ordinance, so it does need to come back for another reading.
But how long do you need?
How long? Are we good to go? No major changes? Yeah. So, yes, it could come back next week.
Could come back next week.
So it comes back next week for a second vote without further discussion, so it doesn't have a formal hearing. It's just part of our agenda, and we cast our second vote. We're going to take a tentative vote today, and we get to vote again next week.
The next week, September 19th, would be 10:45, time certain. Commissioner Saltzman's gone, but everybody else will be here.
Good.
What? Sorry, 9:45?
Yes, 10:45.
10:45.
On September 19th.
Great. Okay, great. Then we have a schedule for the next vote, the final vote. And
so you can take a tentative vote now.
Take a tentative vote now, yeah. And Carla, please call the roll.
You Daly.
Well, thank you, everyone, for being here today. I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you to those who have done the project. Thank you to the staff who've reviewed it and worked very diligently. And thank you especially for reaching out to the Neighborhood Association. That's the way to have a splendid hearing like this where everybody's on board, is by making sure that everybody's had their say beforehand. The vote next time is just because it's a legal issue. We have multiple different things to do, but this is the real one where we say, yes, good job, carry on. Aye.
Fish.
Well, this is a very rare hearing for us. It's very rare that it lasts, rather, it is this quick. It is very rare when there's no opposition, and it is very rare where we adopt a hearing officer's findings without any discussion about the conditions. So I want to begin by complimenting the applicant, the professional team that was assembled, of course, staff. We are spoiled here with the quality, and the folks that are here for the first time, you got to see that staff presentation. We're very spoiled. That staff presentation was timed to the second and gave us all the information we needed, and is illustrative of the high quality of work that we get from the Bureau of Development Services. My grandfather lived to 102, and on the occasion of his fourth or fifth marriage at 100, he was asked what the secret of his longevity was, and he said, "Everything in moderation." So he had a good sense of humor, too. I read somewhere recently that with this big gray tsunami that's coming through our society of boomers retiring, we have an enormous challenge in that too many of our soon-to-be retirees are entering retirement with little or no savings. And so if we don't have nonprofit and faith-based care providers that are offering quality care to people of modest means, then we're going to have a heck of a problem in this country. So I want to thank the applicant for the services that they are providing. I assume you screen all your applicants so you don't take sinners. And I also want to say that I've been on this...
Housing rules we have to take out.
There you go. I've been on this body for 10 years. No one has ever concluded a presentation by saying they hope and pray that we do the right thing. But I think your prayers were answered because we're about to do what you asked us to do. So good job on the advocacy front. And thank you for the thoughtful design. I think what we were all struck by was how attractive the building is, the fact that you didn't build to the full footprint and the full height, the fact that there's a setback, and that it does make an effort to harmonize with the surrounding community. Not every developer does that, and that's why these hearings sometimes last longer and are more contentious. So when you do the right thing, hopefully you get rewarded for it, and today I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I also was very impressed with the plans, and I don't think I've ever been to the Parkview Retirement Community, but it looks very attractive and a very tranquil setting, considering where it is, right there on 106 and 108th. But it looks like a very tranquil area, and I think the designs and improvements are going to only make it a better place for all the residents and the neighborhood as well. So I do want to also compliment the design team for their work. And I'm pleased to vote aye. So with that...
And we could take 974?
Yes, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Carla?
So a motion and a second to amend the comprehensive plan and zoning map is needed, and then Carla.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded on item 974. No further discussion. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. Okay, so the comp plan is approved. The change is approved.
Tentative, yeah.
Yep. And I also want to commend staff for their good work as well. So with that, we are adjourned.
May I add one more thing?
Please.
Sure.
We will be pleased to invite all of you to our groundbreaking.
Okay. Very good.
Great.
And thank you.
Oh, so normally...
After a long career.